It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Yeah, we always enjoy our times with CYO Camp Howard, and this morning joining us is Lisa Sanders. Lisa is the Development Director for the Catholic Youth Organization and Camp Howard. And Lisa, I know it's been a pretty busy last couple of months for you. You had the Champions of Faith video dinner and just all sorts of things going on, but I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Good morning, David. Thank you so much. We had a blessed Thanksgiving. Both of our adult daughters were able to join us. And that's always so fun when we have our family time together.
That's great. So were you the cook?
You know, I have to say that my husband does a wonderful job with the turkey, the gravy, and the stuffing. It's a tradition passed on from his dad. So the girls and I helped with the rest of the meal, and that's something we enjoy on all the big holidays.
Ah, that's wonderful. I'm kind of the same way. I'm the turkey guy in our household. I've got a recipe that I've been using now, gosh, I don't know how many years, but I enjoy doing that.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, it's a big holiday season coming up, Christmas just around the corner. Today, by the way, you probably knew this, was Cyber Monday.
Right. It's an exciting day for online shopping.
It is. All the folks online shopping. But tomorrow is a very special day as well. It is Giving Tuesday. And it was interesting. When we talked a little bit about this in the past, I was thinking to myself, how did Giving Tuesday really get started? So I did a little research, and this is what I found out. So basically called National Day of Giving, it was created to help the giving season get started, reminding people that there is more to holidays than consumerism and commercialization. So the National Day of Giving was created when two organizations, the 92nd Street Y and the United Nations Foundation, came together in 2012. Their intention was to set aside a day that was all about celebrating the generosity of giving, a great American tradition. And so certainly there are no shortage of ways this can be done. Just again, looking at different things that people have been doing, blood drives to give some assistance to local hospital, volunteer fairs at which individuals can pledge to give time to community projects, and families giving food from their home to local pantries. So again, Giving Tuesday starting in 2012, but really has become, I think, a quick institution in our American landscape. And certainly, Lisa, ourselves as Mater Dei Radio being a nonprofit dependent on gifts and pledges, CYO the same. I mean, this is an important day for us. And CYO, you have a special thing going on.
Yes, David, we are so blessed, along with all the other nonprofits that you mentioned. Giving Tuesday is really a phenomenal boost for the nonprofits everywhere, and so many people are ready to give on Giving Tuesday. So we're all of us are trying to get our messages out to encourage people to share. We're excited because we have two anonymous donors that are going to help match up to $10,000 for us for giving tomorrow. So we are hoping that our supporters and everyone in the community will be able to support their favorite nonprofits, and we're hoping that all of our supporters will consider giving as well to CYO and Camp Howard and helping us utilize that $10,000 match, because that makes such a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Last year,
go ahead.
Last year we had a match as well, and during the day I was able to put out a note saying, oh, we're so close, we just need this much more. And we had a donor come in and give that exact amount and say, here you go.
That's great.
Pretty fun.
Well, and I just think about the need out there for the nonprofits. The pandemic certainly has hit many organizations hard. I know it did for CYO. You had to close down your operations for a while as we dealt with this. Thankfully, you're back up and running with sports, basketball getting going now. But I want to look at the youth and just think about the importance of our youth and our community and what they mean as we try to offer them, you know, great role models and things that they can do as they get older. And we've talked about this before with CYO Sports, but one of your goals with CYO has always been that there's no one that can't afford to participate in CYO activities through your scholarship program. And I know that's a big deal for you guys.
Yes, David, it sure is. And as we would all expect with the pandemic, it's put so much strain on families. And so the need for scholarships is greater. And the need to participate in sports and you know, in the summer get to go to camp is so important in this time when our youth and families have been isolated. So we are excited to be getting back to our pre-pandemic levels with our offerings, and we want to continue that tradition between our Champions of Faith fundraiser and other donations received through the year. We haven't had to turn anyone away from participating, which is just remarkable. And we're hoping to, you know, as you mentioned, we were out of business, so we need to rebuild our scholarship funds. And our virtual event certainly was exceptional and will help us do that. But we're hoping we can add to it with Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. Lisa Sandersee is the Development Director for the Catholic Youth Organization and Camp Howard here in the greater Portland area. As we talk about Giving Tuesday tomorrow, your opportunity to give to CYO and other nonprofits throughout the community as they hope you will look at Giving Tuesday as a great way to support. Lisa, I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but do you have any idea how many scholarships CYO has been able to give out? I don't know, even on an annual basis.
You know, David, in a typical year, about a quarter of the youth that go to camp are on scholarship. So that's quite a high number. And then we give hundreds of scholarships for our CYO sports programs. We have, you know, clubs all across the city, and parents from all those clubs can apply to our scholarship program. And right now on our website, on the main page, there's a direct link there for scholarships. So if families are struggling and want their children to participate in basketball, you mentioned we're getting going, or our upcoming programs next year, they can go on our website and fill the forms out. So it's our way to help everyone be part of CYO Camp Howard. And we hear over and over from our families, whether it's they participated or their children or even their grandchildren, how much of an impact it made on their lives. And we just want to keep that tradition going.
Absolutely. Again, tomorrow, Giving Tuesday, cyocamphoward.org is the website for the Catholic Youth Organization. If you want to learn about your opportunity, again, with the matching gift and Giving Tuesday, cyocamphoward.org, helping to support youth in our area with scholarships. Well, Lisa, always wonderful to talk with you. Wish you all the best with Giving Tuesday. And then as we get into the year ahead, basketball, I know, going to be going full steam ahead. So really looking forward to that.
Thank you so much, David, and really appreciate the opportunity to talk this morning. And I hope it is a really great day as well for Mater Dei tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Lisa Sanders, Development Director for the Catholic Youth Organization here in the Portland area. Thank you, Lisa, and God bless you.
Thank you, David.